coming to you from 6 feet under Toledo, Ohio. This is the 222 Paranormal.
Leave it in. That was awesome. Paranormal podcast.
Where
Joe.
Did that come
from? I don't know. Your face is all red. That is awesome. This is the way we start our show, folks.
Wow. So welcome to the show, folks.
Oh man, good stuff. We need some high energy to start the show.
This is how the day has been going.
Yes, I don't know why. I just feel like I have no energy. We got to get our spirits up. I made it funny.
Oh yeah.
But anyways, Joseph.
So hello, Jen.
This is our host, Joe Shortridge.
Me. That's Jim, me.
Joe. My brother.
Get back up to the microphone here.
My brother.
Away. So what? I tell you, I don't know if we're not going to make it through this show. I'm telling you.
Yes, we need some levity. It's a very serious subject, so we got to break it up a little bit. What's going on, Josie?
Busy.
Yeah?
Busy.
Did the week not go like so fast? Like it just seems like we were just here in the studio like
a week ago.
Yeah. But it flies by. Time is flying by so fast.
Yeah, I know. Next thing I know, it's Friday, and I'm like, I got to get this done. Wait a minute. Oh, no, tomorrow's Saturday. Oh, yeah. Tell you.
Never ends.
No, life. But it's that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, yes and no. I mean, there's for some things you don't want time to fly by fast for.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, the time that you have with your parents and you know, weekends. You don't want those to go by fast.
But they do.
It's nice when the work week goes by fast so you get it done and over with.
Yeah.
And can start your weekend and relax. Oh, man. We've had some really good activity on our dowsing rod sales. So
I know.
Just want to tell everybody.
I got to order more.
Yes. Thanks for buying those from us.
Yeah. That's what they did.
Yep.
So, yeah. I mean, the only set we have left right now is the one that we have open that we show people and stuff. But I'm placing an order. We'll get them in.
Yeah, definitely. So if you want some and you have some on order, they'll be coming soon. I had some activity. I've been selling some books on Amazon. And if people don't know, I'm an author. And I have a couple of books up on Amazon. 5 or 6, I think. I don't even keep track. But yeah, definitely if you want a paper copy of the vampire novel, it's out there. Just go to Amazon and it's called Never Fall for the Forbidden. Bah, bah, bah.
Yeah. Man, I tell you.
I just got to laugh.
I did tons of stuff. I got interviews set up. It seems like they're doing tons of stuff, but it doesn't seem like anything's getting done, even though they are.
It's progress.
I mean, yeah.
It's not as much as or as fast as we'd like to get it done.
Yeah.
That's life.
That's life.
It's life. Yeah. So what's next weekend? We're going away next weekend.
Yeah. That's one of the things I set up is, you know, as everybody knows, we're going to be doing the St. Joseph's Hospital. Is it a convention or
it's a fair. It's a psychic fair and a paranormal something or other.
Yeah. It's really cool. It's got tons of people that are going to be there. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure they're speakers, but the vendor wise, there's going to be tons of vendors.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting too because the cost of admission is free.
Yeah,
which is rare for like going to some kind of.
Just mention that you heard about it on 222 Paranormal Podcast, yeah. And they'll let you in free.
Yeah.
But it is free, but it is a charity event also. It's going to help out a lot of good charities.
Yeah, there's some food banks that they're supporting. So, you know, it's always nice just come out and support all the vendors. And there is also a paid ghost hunt afterwards in the hospital that was an asylum, I think it was.
I don't know. So I think it was just the old hospital, and they built a new one. And
yeah, we'll definitely have to check that out.
But what we set up for next week is we're going to head out to Cleveland to go to a psychic fair.
Yeah, it's called the Gift of Light Expo, and we're just going to go and check it out, and then we'll report back on one of our next shows.
If it's something that we think that would be cool for us to be a part of next year, we're going to do it. But this year, we're just going to cruise down there and check it out.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
And while we're down there, we're going to stop at the St. Joseph's Hospital, and the guy that's running the event is actually got a cleanup party going on.
Yeah.
So we're going to stop in there and interview him about the show or about the psychic fair.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that in the future.
And that might even be a whole show.
It could be.
Yeah.
Listen in, folks. We've got some exciting stuff coming up this summer. We've got some interesting guests lined up, interesting topics. If there's a topic that you want us to explore, leave it on our Facebook page.
Yeah,
and
that's
something I
was thinking about mentioning that, you know, if they want us to do anything, we're open to any suggestions.
Well, not doing everything. Okay, so topic of the day, Joseph.
Okay.
This is kind of a heavy topic, folks, so just bear with us.
It's heavy, but, you know, somebody requested it, so we, being the people that we are, we helped them out, and yeah, we looked it up. And
went to this is like a rabbit hole. I went to the bar last night, and I don't go out that often, but when I do, I have fun. But I haven't been out in a long, long time, so my friend, like, come out and have an adult beverage or two. And I cut my finger, and I have absolutely no idea how I cut my finger. I don't know.
Were you crawling into the house?
No, not at all. But, yeah, it's just weird.
Very odd.
Yes.
It's paranormal.
It is. It is. So.
So, anyhow, we are going to cover Incubus and Succubus.
Yes.
I just like saying that word, succubus.
All right. So, incubus and succubus. They're referred to as sex spirits, night spirits, or in night demons, and are sex demons that come to people in their dreams for a sexual encounter. They're mentioned in the Christian Bible, Genesis 6:1.
Okay.
The incubus is associated with the male gender, and it says that it often attack women sexually and physically when they're sleeping, but then the succubus is a female gender and selects male victims.
The male ones.
Now.
And it's been said that a lot of people believe that it's the same demon. It just transforms, shapeshifts into the male or the female so that it can complete the revolution or the cycle or whatever.
So it has the ability to change its gender.
Yeah, it will become a woman, sleep or lay with a man, however you want to say this on this family show.
Kind of be tiptoeing around this because it's kind of a.
Yeah,
because
I mean, I could just break out and say what
we'll just.
But anyhow,
leave it to their imaginations.
It starts out as a woman. This is what they say, is it starts out as a woman and basically rapes the man, takes his seed or I'm really
stuff.
It sleeps with the man and then transforms into the woman. No, I'm saying this all backwards.
Yeah.
I am like so messed up today. This show is going to be, this show
bear
is going to be
us,
so
folks.
Bad.
Bear with us.
Yeah. But anyhow, it starts out as a woman. It takes a man's seed or a man's life forms. And then it transforms into a man, sleeps with a woman, gets her knocked up.
Oh, my Lord.
And creates, you know, more babies or more of her kind.
It's like purpose is to what? To create
more other... It's just a way for her to grow her family
army.
Of spe- yeah,
yeah
army.
Uh-huh. So it says that they're actually higher ranking demons, and once they enter your life, their presence will get stronger and stronger. They often become more violent, and their attacks are, you know, in pure sense of the word, rape. And they often are a way to control it's a way to control their victims.
Yeah.
So they want to wear them down, you know, mentally and physically and spiritually.
A lot of the research says that the more the incubus and succubus attack their victims, the victims become more sick. A lot of suicides have been happening. A lot of people die for no reason, but it just seems like they just wear down and their body decays.
Have you ever had that feeling like you're trying to wake up and you can't wake up?
Yeah.
I've had this a couple of times, and it's usually when I like fall asleep on the couch.
Okay.
Like I'm taking a nap in the middle of the day or, you know, on the weekend. And it's like I'm trying to stand up and I can't stand up.
Okay.
And then when I do stand up, I still feel like I'm like laying down. Like I can't fully wake up. Mm-hmm. I'm still asleep, but I'm trying. I don't know. It's just like the weirdest feeling. It's like somebody's
holding you down. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a common thread between
it. I just hit the microphone. Sorry. Yeah, that's all
right. One thing that and it has been a long time, but I used to, when I'm laying down in bed and I would have my hands, I know you can see it, but I picture it as the burial pose.
Yeah, it's like intertwining.
Yeah, I'll be laying there in my coffin with my hands, but I'll be laying in bed and I get a feeling that there's like a huge weight on my chest. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling that when I look down, my hands are huge. Like so giant weird. Hands holding down. And creepy. I used to get that all the time, but I don't get it anymore. But it's almost like my hands grew 15 or 20 times bigger and are holding me down. That's a weird thing. I just think it's, sleep paralysis. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's a lot of this, I think, has to do with people that in the dark ages and all mm-hmm. that didn't understand a lot of stuff. And sure. I think sleep paralysis was a good example of this, where people thought they had demons sitting on their chests mm-hmm. and stuff.
Yeah. Now, it says that, sometimes that the entities, they can actually be seen.
Okay.
They can take on a physical body form. They can manifest in the victim's conscious mind. Other times they appear as misty, white, haze-like ghosts, but some victims never see them. They can feel the attacks, mm-hmm. but they can't see them.
Yeah.
Which is, I think any form of demon you can or cannot see.
Sometimes I wonder if they allow you to see them.
Maybe.
To scare you more.
Sure, sure.
And I've seen a few incidences. I know that you were reading one where mm-hmm. some people are actually seeking these out.
Yeah, so there was a guy. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So in my research, I was reading about this guy who explained about his experience with the succubus. He was saying that his succubus was, he had a positive experience about it. And I just have a hard time wrapping my head around that.
He said that it helped him with finances and all that mm-hmm. stuff. I mean, come on, and I'm thinking, now this is just my thought, but a lot of the demons make you feel that they're the ones that are causing your happiness and all that, so that you bring them into your life more. And I mean, I've seen on YouTube, there's all kinds of videos on how to bring these upon yourself. And it's like, why would you even want to do that?
I know there's
a lot of odd people out there in the world, but
people want the easy way out. They want to work for what they got.
Well, yeah.
I'm sure everybody, we had this discussion earlier about winning the lottery. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody wants to win the lottery. They'd like a life, a luxury, but it doesn't come easy.
No.
Maybe to some people, but that's billions of people on this earth, and how mm-hmm. many people win the lottery?
Yeah.
One in a billion mm-hmm. or whatever.
If you work hard for something, it always is a lot better than, it always comes to you and better.
Yeah. So, it's like this guy was saying that he would get some powers and abilities from his succubus for higher intelligence, the ability to see the world in a broader sense. He said that the incubi and succubi were helpful to him in areas of achieving financial freedom and mm-hmm. security. He said that he has a name for his, but I don't want to say it because like to give credence to mm-hmm. Saying demon names. And there are a list, I saw it in our research, but there is a list of the names of all the demons or succubuses and incubuses have different names, but I didn't feel comfortable reading mm-hmm. those out loud because I don't want to.
Well, I have a couple here for that about history and that, but mm-hmm. yeah, you don't want to, and that's like that video I just did a couple of days ago about the Ouija boards. Mm-hmm. And I told in the video towards the end, I mentioned that if you're doing a Ouija board, which I don't recommend, but if you're doing it and it spells out Z-O, mm-hmm. stop right there, just mm-hmm. stop and take the board out back, burn it. Drive your car over it, whatever, and get rid of that board. So you don't want to say their names that often. But let me tell you, basically a little bit of history about this.
Okay. Where did they come from?
Okay,
where did it start?
In the Old Testament mm-hmm. and in a book, it's called the Book of Zohai. Zohai?
Mm-hmm.
Zohai-ya.
Something like that.
The Book of Zohai-ya. Or as Metallica.
Don't mess with Zohan.
Yeah, or as Metallica would say, Zohaya!
I didn't get that reference, but okay.
Well, Metallica, that's how every word or every sentence in his songs are all like, Hiya!
Oh. Hiya!
So anyways, folks,
now
in the beginning.
Now that we've offended Metallica.
I don't care.
Okay, sorry.
In the beginning. God created man and created woman.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't realize it, but God created Adam and Lilith,
mm-hmm.
okay, out of the soil of the earth, they said. Okay. And Adam and Lilith were equals because they were both created out of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
As time went on, Lilith started to become more independent, basically.
As women should.
Yeah. And this broad, one day.
Hey, now.
Adam wanted to be the man and wanted her to be more subservient, is the word.
Subservient.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she refused.
Good for her. You go, girl.
And she left the Garden of Eden. Okay. God sent three angels down to Lilith to reason with her to go back to Adam. And she refused. Okay. So she basically defiled God's word. So she was banned from the Garden of Eden.
Mm-hmm.
And by her being that way, God put a curse on her, basically. You know, it's hard to say this because it's right out of the Bible. I don't know how to do Bible talk. But by her defying God, he banished her and said that 100 of her offspring a day will be killed. Okay, so basically she'll die, or her children will die hundreds of deaths a day.
Hmm.
Okay, and they believe that Lilith became the first incubus and succubus. And the way that she gets back and tries to build her army of demons
mm-hmm.
is she goes and rapes and that these mm-hmm. men and women.
Seduces is
that's
a better
what,
word.
Yeah. But, and then, you know, Adam was alone again. So Adam slept and God created Eve. And that's where you become Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people didn't know that the first woman was Lilith, mm-hmm. according to, you know, history and according to lore and all that.
Hmm.
As time went on, Gilgamesh, okay, mm-hmm. his father was a succubus, or his father, the woman is the succubus.
Right.
Okay, so he became an incubus.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a woman half of that called Lilitu, okay? So as time went on, these demons were growing in numbers and they started having names and that. And like I said, they believe that the succubus and incubus are one, where they mm-hmm. transform into the two different ones. One of the children that they believe was caused by this was Merlin.
The wizard?
Merlin the wizard. They
a
say
magician
that,
or whatever
yeah,
he was.
That he was one, and the offspring of these demons are called Cambions.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe that he was a Cambion,
hmm.
Merlin. There are ways that you can get rid of these.
Okay.
All right. One of them is exorcism.
Okay.
Even though it's also been said that they don't adhere to that, where exorcisms and prayers and that will not banish them. Another way is the sacramental confession.
Mm-hmm.
The third way is the sign of the cross and doing that prayer that we were going to say, but it's like 6 pages long.
Yeah, we in our research found that, you know, a lot of these prayers are extensive.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, I get it, but, you know, we're
not gonna
bring them to you.
Yeah.
Right now. But it also says that some believe that prayer will get rid of them,
yeah.
like we said. And mm-hmm. then these entities will often continue to torment the victims, even though the victims have fasted or recited deliverance prayers. So, okay. you know, it's pretty intense demon to get rid of.
It is. And in the research, it says, you know, one of the top ways is exorcism, but that doesn't work on a lot of these. It doesn't affect them at all.
Hmm.
They say them to move the afflicted to a new location so that the demon doesn't recognize the surroundings.
But so. if they attach themselves to you, mm-hmm. wherever you go, it's
yeah, wherever
go
you
with
go.
You.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is kind of controversial.
The fifth one is excommunication. So basically, okay, if a person is possessed, they excommunicate them from the church. So it's like,
that doesn't
just
help
get
them.
Out of here. Yeah.
You know, a lot of this sounds like it just goes back to like the early centuries, you know, like the 4th, 5th to the 15th, 16th century. Yeah. These people just, the church just making up things to scare people.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Subservience.
When I was doing this research.
Not to say the demons don't exist, because I believe they do, but I'm just saying I think at the time, because there was so much unknown, the church had so much power over people because people weren't educated. Mm-mm. Very, you know, like if you were upper class or royalty, you probably got a worldly somewhat education. Somewhat of an education.
But the education was the church teaching you.
Exactly. You know?
And everything that I got out of this was, this seems like a way to make up the reasons why people disappear or women get pregnant. Now, back in the medieval time, a lot of women would not be allowed to go out of the house without a chaperone. And these women were coming up pregnant.
Right.
And they're like, well, wait a minute. It had to be a demon attacking her because she got pregnant.
Or nuns, too. The nuns or the, you know, the cloistered.
Yeah.
Women.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other word for nuns? I'm having a brain fart.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
But these women would get pregnant. Okay. And they're the only people in the building were either their chaperones or their family.
Right.
So they would say that they were attacked by demons.
Yeah. Way to explain it without getting caught for and their mischievous behaviors.
The other half of it are the men. And having erotic dreams and stuff.
Well, that's just your natural body function. So, I mean, it could be explained away. You know, I'm like, there's a little bit of just science to, you know, our dreams, our body functions. But then, you know, there's also that realm that there, you know, we believe our demons are, or I believe, I don't know, you know, what you believe, but there is demonic forces out there that are at work to. To destroy us.
One of the lure, or I keep saying lure, but
fishing lures.
No,
were you going out fishing today or something? Catching walleye in the Maumee River with 50 other fishermen standing right next to you.
But a lot of the older stories talk about Mara Mor Mara.
What?
Mara Mor Mael. Okay, it's a demon that rides on the chest of sleeping boys and gives them bad dreams and also makes them have erotic dreams.
It's called puberty, people.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's a lot of this stuff just sounds like stories made up to keep people from getting it on or
just
having reasons why people are getting pregnant or
The church, I think, you know, had repressed sexuality for so many years and, you know, just did, but that's just human nature.
Yeah.
You know, like we procreate people, you know, it's like, yeah, there was one virgin birth, but, but, you know, everybody else got here all the same way.
Well, what about Adam and Eve, or, you know, even, you know, like I said about Lilith, and they do mention Lilith in the Bible, like you said, you know, there's a couple references of her, but other than that, it's always Adam and Eve. Okay, so where did they come from? God said he created Adam from the dirt and Eve from his rib. So there was two other people that were birthed because... Yeah. And I saw this story about Adam and Eve's children, and they said that Eve had two or three boys, but there were no women. And then those boys, and it was Cain and Abel, okay, they had got married. They had wives. So where did they come from?
I don't know.
Yeah, see?
Well, you know, everything can be explained or unexplained, you know, scientifically or spiritually.
I did hear the one, while we were doing the research on this, I've watched a lot of preachers talking about, you know, the sermons and that. And the one preacher was talking about that. Where did the women come from? And he believes that they were having incest. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Adam and Eve were the only people on the earth had kids. They had to have.
Right, yeah.
I mean, come on.
But who's to say that God didn't create other strains of humans and it just wasn't recorded?
I know. Yeah. You know? If he's going to do it once, he's going to do it a bunch of times.
Right.
Why not? You know?
Yeah. Here's something interesting, though, that I read about the incubus and the succubus. It's reported that they always bring violence.
Okay? Yeah.
So it says they will not only restrain, punch, choke victims, especially if the victim fights them, but often will break things in the home. They can move furniture. They can lift beds. They can throw things. Here it says they could attacks could happen all through the night.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds a little bit like poltergeist activity. So how do you, distinguish between a demonic incubus, succubus,
mm-hmm.
a poltergeist?
Well, a poltergeist doesn't rape.
Right. It's just mischievous.
But also a poltergeist is just the result of a demon or deity
mm-hmm.
doing things. So this is part of it. I mean, it's a poltergeist activity if you have a succubus or incubus attack.
So I don't know if you didn't get to see the show last night. If anybody watched the Ghost Adventures last night, when we're broadcasting this, it'll be last week. Stonehouse Inn.
As we're recording this.
Yeah. They had poltergeist activity. They heard a door creaking or shutting or opening. I can't remember which it was. And then they were, all four of them were sitting at the table. Command post. Yeah. I just did that thing again. Yeah. I don't know why I keep doing that. Joe edits it out. You guys don't hear it. But and they were saying, shut that door. Do it. And the door slammed shut. You should have seen the four of these guys jump like little girls. But it was just interesting documentation of poltergeist activity.
All of a sudden, this dude.
They were like, they generally all looked shocked, like scared.
Yeah.
Which, they've been in that business a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But, I guess if it's something that truly happens that's not created for TV or something, you would be shocked.
Yeah.
I wonder if any of those guys have had any dealings with incubuses or succubuses.
I don't know.
They did.
I know that they've been followed.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, and here again, it is with TV, you're looking at a half hour or 45 mm-hmm. minutes mm-hmm. of something that lasts 8 to 12 hours.
Yeah.
So I'm sure, I don't know, maybe they don't do their opening and closing prayers or what, but I'm sure they do.
They did, just to get down a rabbit hole, but they did something last night, which I thought was really, really different. And I don't want to say odd, but I hadn't seen it before. Joe's choking to death. What? Oh, God. Are you okay? You need CPR?
And now I'm laughing. Oh, my God.
Why are you laughing? You're choking to death. Went down the wrong pipe. Now he's got to pee. Okay. Now he's going to barf. Okay, folks, so I'm doing this show solo right now because Joe's in choking to death from drinking his water. Yeah, right? You okay?
I'm running out of the room in case I was coughing more. Yeah, this is how our day has been.
Oh, man. This is good stuff. Good stuff. Never know what's going to happen when you're live.
I know.
Live broad recording.
I took a drink and it was like I started choking on it.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like
I've been attacked.
You were. And you take a breath in as you're swallowing, and then it goes in your lungs, and then you cough so hard that you pee your pants.
Well, that doesn't happen to me.
Okay, so anyways,
where were we?
I don't even know. I had something good to say.
And we were talking about Ghost Adventures and how they...
Yes.
Doing something different last night.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so last night on the show at the Stone Lion Inn, they had a guy who was murdered by the townsfolk for something he may or may have not done. The people or the funeral home embalmed him too much so his corpse didn't decay.
Okay.
And they put him on display. People paid money to come into the funeral home to see him.
Okay.
Then he sold that corpse to a circus or a traveling show.
Oh.
And then people would come and see it.
So, I know all about this story.
Okay. So they...
I'm smart.
You are smart. He got some book learning.
But anyways, go ahead.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
So just for the listener's sake, eventually they brought the corpse back to the town and buried him, gave him a proper burial mm-hmm. in this town near this bed and breakfast mansion inn, whatever you want to call it. They took... this box, and I believe it had electromagnetic, like an EM pump.
Okay.
To send,
mm-hmm.
What's the word that I want?
Electromagnetic pulses?
Yes. Yes. Energy.
Okay.
Into the ground above his grave. They like turned the box over, pointed it down, okay, at his grave. Don't you think that's a little weird, like disrespectful? Like,
yeah,
you're pushing the limits. This poor guy had been, you know, his body had been traveled around and people came to see it and it was mutilated.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in there pumping energy into the ground to, yeah, get this guy.
It's like, dude, bro. Let's wake him up. It's like, leave him alone.
You're kind of like, is it? You know, disrespectful.
Very.
Or I don't know, maybe the guy enjoyed, you know, being able to communicate. Well, anyway, so once they did that, they were getting things on their ovulus of him like talking to them. It was interesting.
Hmm.
But I'd never seen anybody go to a graveyard and pump energy into a grave to
They were saying that they're going to be trying out new equipment. Maybe this is part of the new equipment, yeah, that they've been trying out, but I don't know about that.
Like, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Unless we want to get you on our show and we pump stuff into the ground to give you some energy, yeah, to contact us. I don't know. I don't know. What do you people feel like? Is it okay? Do you feel it's disrespectful?
Yeah. I mean, my opinion is it sounds kind of weird and kind of disrespectful because you're the person.
You're desecrating their grave.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Why not just dig them up and show them on the TV, you know?
Really? but anyway, so that was just, you know, just kind of thought-provoking, a little controversial.
Yeah. And I didn't watch the show. I don't have the right network. Thank you, AT&T.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try to watch it on reruns and all that jazz. But
okay.
So there's so many different stories of people that are being attacked by incubus and succubus. But, and like I said, I saw it on YouTube. There's actual video on YouTube, bunch of them,
mm-hmm,
how to make or open yourself up to them. And it's like, why would you want to open yourself up to demons? People, I mean, I know
there's just people not right.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, we got enough crap going on in the world right now. I mean, there's wars and there's violence and there's crime. Why don't we open ourselves up to some positive things, mm-hmm, that everybody benefits from?
Mm-hmm.
Like love and kindness and food.
Open us up to the food demons.
Food. No, I don't want to get fat. I just want to eat everything. But anyways, that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
So we didn't cover that much about incubus and succubus because...
Well, gave some good information.
A lot of it, just go online, go on YouTube and look it up. There's so many different things. And it's mainly that I found was a lot of preachers and reverends,
mm-hmm,
preaching about it. I couldn't really find much in the way of what are they, where are they, how are they. The interesting thing that I found was the story of Lilith. I never knew that.
Yeah.
And it said that Lilith was actually the first incubus and succubus because she was getting back at God. So maybe that's what it is.
Okay. This is just a controversial thing that I'm going to say. I'm going to say it, but...
Do it.
Why would God allow somebody to go against him? He has the power to destroy him.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. He created her.
Mm-hmm.
But there again,
I mean,
it goes with free will.
Yeah.
God gives us free will to do whatever we want.
But if he's a loving God and he's, you know, cares about all, mm-hmm, his people, why would he allow negative?
He allows.
I mean, does he have to have a balance of good?
That's
and
possible
evil?
Too. You always have the balance, but he allows free will, and if that free will decides to go against him,
but then again, why would he punish them?
I know.
If you go against him.
This is something we're going to have a show.
I always get on these like thought-provoking things, yeah, right at the end of the show, but I have questions.
Yeah.
I need answers.
Yeah. I think it would be a really good show. Maybe we can get Luke in here as the counterpart, but I was thinking about this a couple days ago. the show title, What is God?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Well, there's angels, there's demons.
Yep.
Just got to see who's going to win the win the battle. Hopefully it's the angels.
Yeah.
Come out above. All right. So Joseph.
Yes.
Incubuses.
Uh-oh. Now Jen's got the cough.
Stuck in my throat. Yeah. Look out. All right. So a couple of things.
Okay.
Coming up soon in April. Soon.
Time is flying by.
It is. I'm so excited. So Joe and I will be at the MUFON show in Erie, Pennsylvania, April 29th. If you don't know what MUFON is, it is something about UFOs.
It's the number one UFO research
group
okay. in the world.
All right. That's what it is. But anyways, we'll be out there. We will have our dowsing rods for sale, stickers. Come out and see us if you got a ghost story or UFO story. You know, maybe mm-hmm. we'll get you on the show. We'll do some little interviews.
Bigfoot and his little brother, Littlefoot.
Yeah, Littlefoot. hopefully I have my Bigfoot book done in time. But if not, you can come out and get a copy of my vampire novel for $10. If you want to order it online from Amazon, it's $12. It is a really nice book and it has really nice cover with a matte finish. So anyways, all right. And then May 21st, we'll be at St. Joseph's Psychic Fair. It is free to get in, but you do have to pay for the ghost hunt.
Yeah.
And
bring a donation.
Yeah, bring donation.
Doesn't matter how much. Just bring a donation because it is a charity event.
Yep. Look it up on Facebook. They have a Facebook page. Check out our Facebook page. Give us a like wherever you get your iTunes or your paranormal podcast from.
iTunes, Stitcher Radio, podcast.com.
iHeartRadio. Leave us a like, a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Positive rating review. We also have coming up more towards the fall, but we are going to be at the Paranormal Toledo 2 Festival, which is going to have some amazing speakers. It's going to be a film festival. We're also going to be at the Glass City Paracon, which is in October of this mm-hmm. year. Dustin Parry is scheduled to be the guest speaker.
But yeah, folks, so anyhow, thank you for listening to this week's Babblefest. Thank you for listening to this week's Babblefest.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.
We will be with you next weekend.
Yes, miss you. See you next week.